Eddie George has joined us on Sports Byline USA. He had 3,100-yard rushing games. And, you know, as I look at your career, 10,441 yards, 68 touchdowns. You were also an excellent receiver. Did you in some way get captured by your success, the expectation that Eddie George was going to be able to put up a big game almost every time he stepped on the field?
You know, I expected it out of myself. I really never lived up to anyone else's expectations. You know, I think that's a trap, and it's limiting to try to go out there and do anything to get the praise and the approval of someone else. I've always been one to set my own goals, to live up to beyond my expectations. And that was it, you know. That's why I felt like, you know, I wanted to go out there and play every single game I could play. And I played my absolute best.
Did you ever concern yourself about what your life would be after football physically, like most players are now taking a look and having to endure?
Yeah, you always look at that. I mean, you look at some of the guys that played before me, like Earl Campbell, you know, in the shape that he's in. And that's why I always try to take care of my body as best I could, and even to this day. You know, I find it now that I have to work twice as hard to stay in shape, you know, from a physical standpoint, because once you stop, you know, then everything else just really goes by the wayside. And, you know, when you're playing, you think of those things, but you know the repercussions, you know the reward is greater once you accomplish something that you always wanted as a child.
Was it also frustrating to you, Eddie, toward the end of your career? I know you had a turf toe injury and some other nagging type of injuries that didn't allow you to play to the degree that you were used to and you expected out of yourself. How did you deal with that frustration?
It was obviously tough. Anytime you're in a frustrating state, it's tough to express that, especially in a way that you're used to expressing it. And it wasn't so much the turf toe, it was the perception. You know, I my career ended during a time when the running back position was being marginalized and really devalued to a degree, where it was bringing in more running backs by committee and using guys with different skill sets. And I was one of the last few running backs to carry the ball 30 times a game over, you know, 69-year period. So to see the change or the paradigm shift in professional football back then was very frustrating, because I felt like I felt like I could still do it. I wasn't quite the spring chicken, but I felt like I could definitely go out there and be effective if given the right opportunities, like I was once given, and given the right supporting cast. During the time, you know, my last few years at the Titans, we were turning into a passing team. I said, oh, that's great. Now all the pressure isn't on me to go out here and carry the ball 30 times. I can carry it for less, but I can get more out of those carries. But my time was being split. I wasn't getting into the groove like I once was, and oftentimes when I did, I was being fooled because they wanted to do it more by committee, and that was frustrating. But I've learned to embrace it, and I've come to at peace with that, because that's the way the game evolves. And eventually, like all Warriors do, you're going to not get up for that one battle. You're not going to play for the rest of your life. And that's pretty much how I dealt with it.
Yeah, Jim Brown told me one time when we were talking about running backs, he said, I knew when I had gotten every inch out of every play, and he said, I knew I had the respect of the defense when in the fourth quarter they looked like they had been beaten and I would pop right up. How did you approach running the football?
You know what? I remember Jim Brown saying that he would try to intimidate opposing defenses and teams and during warm-ups, by, you know, having a scowl on his face and going off by himself and wearing sweats that showed his muscles. And, you know, you take those intimidating tactics on the field and you let somebody know this is what the team was four quarters. But I really tried to take over in the fourth quarter. You know, and I really tried to focus on my off-season conditioning to prepare me for that. Because, you know, when the team is tired or individual is tired, you know, they don't want to deal with you under those circumstances or conditions. And that's what I tried to do with the teams and opposing players in the fourth quarter, was to mentally and physically own them and impose my will.
The Tennessee Titans go to the Super Bowl number 34, against the St. Louis Rams. How long did it take you to get past the ultimate outcome in which the Rams won and you guys came within a yard of scoring that touchdown that could have changed things?
I haven't gotten over it. I think I ever will. I mean, it doesn't sting as much, but you never get over an experience like that.
And how do you break
it? Yeah.
Yeah, how do you break something down in reflection? I mean, what is it that you look at? Is it one play? Is it the whole game? Is it, could I have done something more? How do you look upon it, Eddie?
You think about that all the time. What could have been different? What if I broke a one here? What if I taking that screen play to the house in the first quarter? How would life be different? I mean, you think about all those things. What if I caught the pass in the flat? I mean, anything and everything. That could have changed the outcome of that game, but it happened the way it was supposed to happen. And, you know, people still remember that as one of the best Super Bowls they've ever seen. You know, and that's really what matters to me, is that people still remember the grit, the fight, the tenacity, how we dealt with perseverance that we played with that night. We put ourselves in a position to take that game to overtime and possibly win. You know, if I asked you who won Super Bowl, you know, 38. It'll take you some time to really think about that. But when I tell you, when I ask you who played in Super Bowl 34, automatically it goes to Kevin Dyson reaching out for the 1 yard line with no time on the clock. So, in some ways, we did win because people still remember that. I don't have a ring to represent that, but I certainly have the memories of the playing in that game that they're going for a lifetime.
We only have a couple of minutes left, but you have done an excellent job of transitioning into your personal private life now, and you're doing a lot of television work. You've done movies and everything. From that perspective, you know, you used to have to answer to the media. Now you are the media. What do you see about the game today, Eddie George, that you know, you have a better understanding for?
Well, first of all, let me just say this. You know, being on the other side of the media, I have a newfound respect for it, because it's not as not easy to get on the radio and talk. It's not easy to call games. It's not easy to get in front of a camera where millions of people are watching you and try to feel comfortable and really giving your knowledge along with charisma combined with it. That's tough to do. And, you know, I've been in the business now for going on 7 years. I've been in, you know, served in different capacities, whether it was on radio, television, calling games, hosting a radio show, whatever that may be. And it's constant work. It's like honing your craft. It becomes your craft.
Eddie, before I kick you loose, how would you like the fans to remember you as a football player?
I guess, you know, I would love for them to remember me as, you know, I guess from my perspective, you know, me projecting this point to them, they're going to look at me the way they want to, as a great teammate, was a great leader, a one who showed up to work every single Sunday, didn't complain, never used injuries or weather or anything as excuse, went out there and tried to get the job done, and was an unselfish player, was not a selfish player at all. So that's how I would want people to remember.
Yeah, no, I have to agree with you, but I'm going to add a couple of other things. You love the game. You showed great passion for it. You're one of the most intelligent players that I've ever talked to, not trying to put anybody else down, but you really got into the game, and you like that aspect of it. Eddie, I've really enjoyed this conversation. I'm glad that it's going to go into the Library of Congress and be a part of that football collection that they've asked me to put together. You take care, my friend, and we'll stay in touch.
Ron, will do, man. Thanks for having me. Yeah. I appreciate it. It's an honor.
Eddie George with us, Heisman Trophy winner out of Ohio State, former NFL running back for 9 seasons. And the first 8 were with the Oilers and the Titans. We made it to the Super Bowl, but of course they lost that to the Rams. We continue with more of you and Sports Byline.